This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Anthony Brooks is out today. Pop singer Katy Perry may not be the most obvious person to look for political and social activism, but when she was named Billboard's Woman of the Year recently, the music industry magazine cited Perry's rallying support for the Obama campaign and her charity work on behalf of children's health and animal welfare, in addition to her newly released 3D film and the fact that she's sold 48 million tracks in the United States alone. This is Billboard, after all. But here's what Katy Perry said in her acceptance speech.
My mantra, especially for the film, was, if you believe in yourself, you can be anything.
Not bad. Wise words. And then she added this.
So I am not a feminist, but I do believe in the strength of women.
Well, last time I checked, the two weren't mutually exclusive. So why did Katy Perry swat back the feminist label? Tufts sociology professor Sarah Sobereye asks this very question in her recent Cognoscenti piece on WBUR's opinion page, and she joins us now. Welcome back to the show, Professor Sobereye.
Thanks, Meghna.
So Katy Perry joins fellow celebrities like Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift in distancing herself from the label feminist. Do you think this is a bad thing?
I think what it is a signal about something that's going on, about the negative stereotypes that we associate with what it means to be a feminist.
So tell me more about that.
Well, I think that, you know, if you listen, you don't have to look very far to find out that feminists are depicted or conceived often as fat, ugly, man-hating, killjoys. You know, it's not a particularly attractive stereotype. And I think the image is particularly inconsistent with the cultural messages that young women get about what's desirable.
Well, isn't Katy Perry exactly one of those people who's, you know, most loudly trumpeting those cultural messages? I mean, this is the person who sang the song I Kissed a Girl, where she says, us girls, we are so magical, soft skin, red lips, so kissable.
Well, I think that's what's kind of interesting, is that this sort of I'm not a feminist but discourse comes from a lot of young women and even older women who actually are quite egalitarian or focused on things that do sound consistent with feminism.
Hmm. I'm curious, and I guess maybe I'll give Katy Perry the benefit of the doubt for a moment and say perhaps the problem is literally with the term feminism, and that you know, many young people, young women in particular, see, you know, the suite of areas that they want to be active in as one that has less to do with women strictly per se and more to do with, say, families or the well-being of everybody in a society where there's, you can look to a lot of places and find inequities.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. But I think that also a lot of work by people who do identify as feminists takes up these same issues. So I think what's interesting is less about Katy Perry or about who really calls themselves feminist, and more about sort of how that stereotype of feminism shapes the way we talk or don't talk about gender inequality.
Hmm. And so how would you suggest that for people who do count themselves amongst feminists, you know, what should they do to maybe combat that stereotype if it seems so persuasive?
Well, I think one of the things that's interesting is I think when we look at some of the biggest voices, feminist voices today, we see a lot of the same negotiations. They're wrangling with that same stereotype. So there's an effort to sort of create space between that old kind of feminism so that they can be taken seriously. So they'll show that, look, I have a sense of humor, or I love men, as Lady Gaga said, or, you know, I'm laid back, you know, I'm relatable, please don't devalue me. And so they're negotiating with the exact same sort of struggle that those who say I'm not a feminist but are coping with.
Huh. Sarah Sobereye, I wonder, though, do you think that there's been sort of a lack of vocal feminist, you know, talking or conversation in the culture in this day and age? Maybe it just sounds different than it did before. I mean, there's the blog Jezebel and feministing, and, you know, people even look at Tina Fey's memoir Bossy Pants as, you know, a humorous but feminist manifesto.
No, yeah, I think there's actually a lot of feminist discourse. It's just that it has a specific flavor in this current moment. There's a ton of humor used in comedy, and snark is very popular in the feminist blogosphere. What we hear a lot less of, or what's less acceptable, is anger or outrage or earnestness. That seems very passé and difficult to communicate.
Well, Sarah Sobery is an associate professor of sociology at Tufts University and author of Sound Bitten, The Perils of Media-Centered Political Activism. She's also a contributor to WBUR's opinion page, Cognoscenti. Sarah Sobery, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you can find a link to Sarah Sobery's piece at our website, radioboston.org. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.